All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not?
I mean, okay.
Sure, why not?
If you want to.
May as well. We're here. How's everyone doing on social, on the YouTube and that? Is everyone okay?
I don't think people are happy on the YouTube. It's been a tough week for the live YouTube view. Do you want to read some comments?
Let me take a...
Why don't you dive in and give us a random smatter
here? Because I feel badly. It's not like it's being done on purpose. It's very much all by design.
And there's also things that happen on the fly. So
stand by. Here we go. Oh yeah.
That guy doesn't shut up on that show.
I know. Oof. Yeah, they're not super pumped about it.
That'll happen.
Because if you're listening, you know, it's podcast, which kind of it's timeless. It's not about at that certain start time. It's about whenever you want. It's the convenience of listening where you are, whenever you want. So for a lot of people, what the hell are you guys talking about? But if you are a person that watches live daily, you've been let down a few times this week.
Tuesday, we had a top secret guest in studio, so we did the show in the afternoon, and that was enraging people.
Yesterday, top secret guest and live show from
again,
a on location show
from Tower, which was great.
Today,
except for that turd, Aaron.
Blame Dubas.
Kyle,
come on.
Blame Dubas.
Dubas, you dope.
Yeah, he. Well, we've been listening. We don't know what the situation is.
Don't know how we got here.
We don't know if Dubas has chosen to leave or was asked to
no
leave.
No one chooses
or
to leave.
Or was not renewed. Does
we
no
just,
one
We don't
to
want
leave?
To get into particulars or deep into family matters, but we believe that Kyle Dubas will not be back as the general manager in Toronto.
There's no more beliefs. He's not coming back. That has been confirmed. And to Rhett's point, I mean, there's only 32 jobs. A GM wouldn't just choose to leave.
Especially not Toronto.
Not in a Canadian market. You just wouldn't. Well, who knows? Maybe it's mutual.
Yeah. And you know what? In fairness, if you are listening or if you watch it on the YouTube, but we started late. Don't blame Dubas. Blame Alberga.
Nick Alberga.
He didn't have to go with the live whoop-de-doo.
That's
thing,
true.
Right?
It's big dick Alberga.
That big dick fucking Nick Alberga out there fucking around. Well, we got to go live. And in fairness, it's not...
emergency podcast. I get that.
It's not all big dick's fault either. There's been, you know... It's the Friday before the long weekend.
Yeah.
The give a shit meter's a little low. Won't lie to you.
There are other things on the plate you want to get to.
Yeah.
How would you describe the give a shit meter? Like at idle? Are we at like
1,000
RPMs, if that?
Yeah, it's sputtering.
Yeah.
We're barely, we need to turn up the choke or whatever to try to get things back going here. But, you know, I was like, well, fucking Retro's in town. Can't not do a show.
So one of us said,
I got to do a show. Not.
Yeah. It was funny. On Monday, Rhett's like, well, I'm here. Come on. Of course you're doing a show Friday. And then by Wednesday, he's like, you know, we really don't need to do a show on Friday.
Because you were happy to bail today. It's like,
yeah, it's a long weekend.
We may as well add tack one on there, have an extra day. So, like, oh, fucking Warner's here. We may as well do a show.
And then his tune changed immediately.
Well, don't care if I'm here.
I don't care.
But in fairness, that's every day.
But that's just it. It's
like every, so we can't really
and that's
take...
why it was surprising on Monday. Where he's like, well, I'm here. We should do it. I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
There's not much. Rhett says it's also, okay if we don't do the show.
I'm also, Pinder's got shit to do. Carry on.
You know what? My kids are in school till noon, so I'm fine. They've missed a lot of school this year. They went to
school.
That's true. You don't care about that. I'd like that they're out of the house and other people are looking after them more than like, hey, what did you learn today? It's like, thank you for getting them off our hands for 5 hours. That's amazing.
That's what school's all about.
Yeah.
I got one who is basically, he's graduating next week, so I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if there's tests or whatever. It's over, right? Like, it's...
You were saying they do the graduation before they do their exams.
I don't know what's
happening. How the fuck are you supposed to dig in for an exam when you've already done it? I mean, I guess there's marks and shit, but if you're...
Are you allowed to fail anymore anyway?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Fail up? That's the new world.
We're going to need you to come back. Right.
I got the hat. I got the robe. What do you mean I'm coming back?
So, I mean, he's on complete cruise control. It's just whatever. The middle guy, he has half a day today, but the girl, the youngest, she has no school today. So it was middle guy was not pumped.
See, I think
to be the only guy leaving the house this morning.
I think the approach, the 4-day work week's coming for sure. That'll be part of our life. And school is going to be September long to May long.
Once we get this AI tightened up, there's going to be a lot of 0-day work weeks and people that don't have jobs anymore.
My kids love the AI. I introduced them very early on.
Yeah. They're early adopters.
They're getting quite adept.
I actually read something yesterday. It was because the 4-day work week, and it was the article was 4-day work week, ? With the current productivity levels in Canada, we need a 6-day work week. Like already people are
but maybe that's
corners
just, sometimes less is more. You come in, you actually work. How many idiot salesmen are downtown right now?
Just hammering beer in a restaurant.
Oh, I'm working. Yeah. You're really working.
Yeah. How is Kron? Have you spoken with him recently?
Not in a while. Yeah. Not in a while.
Right.
Soon. Like, yeah.
Very none of the sales guys downtown have taken a holiday today, but not one of them is working.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got the photo. I won't bother. But the daughter, who is at home, loving life, I just got a photo. She's sitting on the couch having a popsicle and sharing a popsicle with the dog.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what's happening at
at
my house right now. But welcome to the Tower Chrysler Studios. Tower Chrysler, Southern Alberta's favorite Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep dealer. It was good to be there yesterday. How about that
popcorn?
How about the popcorn? But dude... wheeling out of there with the brand new Gladiator, black winch in the front, lift.
Well, it's rims, midday. Tires. The high beam's completely on. That was confusing.
Got that for the long weekend,
Oh, yeah. May long. It'll be great in the snow on Monday.
Oh.
Is it coming?
I don't know.
You're an asshole. There's no snow coming.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'd take some snow in northern Alberta right now.
Yeah, we
really
do for some
put
snow.
A damper on those fires. Let's go.
So we are back in studio. Still the Tower Chrysler Studios. How it goes. So if you go to Tower Chrysler today looking for, we're not there.
We're not
there every day. That was just kind of, and we'll be there again. We got things planned, but
it's nice to get in there.
Not today.
I'm glad that we did it. There was like, how's it going to go? What's going to be? It was
next
great.
Next time we go, I say we bring in bologna and bread and make sandwiches for everyone.
And if we could play a prank on Aaron, that'd be great because he got us pretty good. I got to be honest.
It's been a big week for bologna.
Yeah.
Because Greg Keller at Bonton. I saw the banner just come up. He sent us a photo of his fried bologna, or at least the bologna sandwich he made later that day. It really struck a chord with
him. He heard the show. He literally craved it.
And he's in agreement with me. A nice piece of crisp lettuce.
Did you say iceberg? That was the move?
It's got to be iceberg. I think that romaine's not...
No, it's not crisp enough.
Unless you get the bottom half, yeah.
So go out and buy an $8 head of fucking iceberg lettuce and have yourself a time.
Man, the greenhouse would be a move. Hey, Rhett?
Jesus.
You could just pull all those weed plants and get some lettuce going.
Greenhouse is a bit of a mess.
Is it? Yeah.
How big's the greenhouse? I don't want to go divulging any state secrets.
It's a walk-in.
It's as big as that room right there.
Okay. So it's not quite an op. It's still a green house.
It's an op, yeah. So yeah, I'm up for that. Yeah. Now that we know technically we have the ability to do that sort of thing.
Yeah. Great.
Let's get the griddle going.
Honestly, it's the summer. We should be doing shit like that with all our partners. Go hang, see what's
settle
up.
Down.
Tell Wolvie to buy a grill. We could sit outside. I could flip burgers right now. Just
fry bologna.
Go up in the roof.
Oh yeah.
Go on the roof.
Yeah.
What happens if you get drunk and fall down?
Don't.
Just don't.
Definitely get drunk.
I'm not going on a roof unless I'm drunk, though. Afraid of heights.
Get your tarp off.
There is something about a roof party. It's good vibes.
I love the old Kaylee's bar that had the rooftop.
Yeah.
As good a bar as you'd
ever. And then I remember during the 04 run, TV crews were set up on the roofs of these establishments on 17th shooting the chaos that was the Red Mile before people had phones in their pockets. Recall that website got taken down. That's a move. When you're up top and everyone's partying below, that is, feel like king of the world.
You know what that is?
Uh-oh.
Good segue. Huh.
Okay.
The TV thing is all goofy. I don't know I don't know why we care. We don't
segue.
I know we don't see it anyway.
Just rooftop two.
From the rooftop on 17th, that whole thing, into McLeod Law.
Oh.
We talked about it. I think you talked about it yesterday.
Lawyer if I fall down.
That's go right there. You're drunk and you fall. You need Peter Klein.
You need Peter Klein, personal injury lawyer. You're not alone. Peter's right there with you.
On the rooftop?
Yeah. Peter.
Pushed me.
He's mixing drinks.
My lawyer advises me to have another double.
Your legal, your insurance, your medical claims, it can be a lot. Let McLeod Law handle all that. You worry about you and they will take care of the rest. But yeah, McLeod Law, Calgary, business proud of Calgary, this day in history. What did we do yesterday? Because we were talking about McLeod Law yesterday.
Yesterday was the 9-goal Flames game one victory over Edmonton. And then earlier this week was the overtime thriller where Johnny put it in a Kleenex box over Ottinger's shoulder.
That's right. Today.
Lots going on this week for McLeod.
Today.
Rich history.
Flames history. May 19th. 2004.
Look at the
take a look
HD.
Take a look and listen.
Imagine watching the sport for the first time.
Shut up, Ryan.
Holy shit. Horrible visuals.
15 seconds. We got a chance here for one shot. Dalfus will step in and take the faceoff against Conroy. And Conroy wins it cleanly. Precious seconds tick away in the corner. Sharks have it with an opportunity. Corley for Chichu. And it hopped over his stick. And that'll do it. Holy jumping! The Calgary Flames are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. A week from Saturday will be their next home game, Game 3 of the Finals here. Wow!
Good team. A lot of
mutual respect between those two guys. The coaches, great coaches.
Under shaking hands there.
Good job to both teams. You got to know that this is an emotional time for Daryl. Daryl Sutter, the head coach, is very close to these guys on San Jose. Guys, for what it's worth, they're saying that goal did count, the empty net goal. And they'll call the final 3-1. Jerome McGinley, one of the favorites, certainly the favorite for the Conn Smythe out of the Western Conference Final anyway.
Pretty touching stuff there over at the bench. Daryl Sutter with hugs and handshakes for the entire San Jose Sharks. Training staff, coaches, everybody. A very close connection. Sutter still standing over at the Sharks bench waiting for them to come off.
Wow, that is something. Look at that. Great gesture.
14 players still with San Jose when Daryl Sutter coached the Sharks.
I've never seen Kipper, right?
Familiar with a lot of
these guys. Kiprasov and Nabokov. More pressure on Nabokov. They traded Kiprasov for the second. Listen, the San Jose Sharks gave Kiprasov the opportunity to be a number one goaltender. They deserve credit for that, and he's come back, and he was a big part of winning this series.
No one's leaving. But not entirely. This is just a party.
It's a great team effort by the Calgary Flames. Maybe, I don't know, this puck here by
Kroyak. He tries to feather it over a stick to
drop. Look at the drop. Block it.
Oh, by Retro.
Yeah.
Did you get credit, Matt? You totally directed me.
It was off your stick. Last guy to touch it for sure.
They have not announced the goal of the building.
I think Regeer might have been the last guy to touch the puck. Is he hurt yet, Red?
That's Regeer. It was Regeer's goal.
It is Regeer, Banger. You are correct once again, my friend.
Steve Levy. 3-1
is the final score. And let's go down to the ice.
So a little more volume here if you can.
All right, Steve, joined right now by Craig Conrad. Craig, San Jose takes a timeout with 15 seconds left. What in the world was going through your mind?
I got to win that draw. That was about it. After that, I didn't care. I was hoping the guys were going to get it out, but had to win it. Biggest draw of my life, so it was awesome.
What does this mean for Calgary, and more particularly Canada, who hasn't been in the finals in 10 years?
This is unbelievable. You look at it here, and it's just, that's what this city's all about. And I never knew it could be this great, but it's unbelievable.
And this is a dream come true for you. You've never been in the Stanley Cup Finals. 3 years ago, when you were brought here to Calgary, did you ever have dreams that this would come true?
I didn't even know we were ever going to make the playoffs, so we could put a great team together. And now we've reached some of our goals. We still got one more, though.
Go be with your team. Craig, thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, guys, back upstairs to you.
Boy, that's great stuff. Great stuff.
The always honest Craig Conroy.
Well, that goes back to the expectations. I mean,
May 19th, 2004, Flames advanced to the Stanley Cup Final, their first appearance in the finals, obviously, since 1989.
Doesn't that seem early?
Yeah, in a way.
It's a week and change ahead of where we're at now. Yeah, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a little creep. It used to start sort of like early October. Now it's like, oh, second week
off. Well, they added that week off in the season. So
the bye week, yeah. Don't touch that. Holy.
No, we touched it. We took it right in the effing room.
Oh, yeah.
So I,
go ahead.
Good Lord. How scary is that cat? Holy.
Hey, you want to go?
No. No, I'm good.
No chance.
Just take the puck. Thanks. Holy. Jerome with the scruffy beard. Love that. He was a monster.
Young man.
So, I know I asked you the last time that we played one of these. I guess it was the elimination goal against the Detroit with Jelena. Asked you what you were thinking. Now, I don't need to... We're looking away from the screen there a little bit. Is this hard for you to kind of watch?
No. It just, yeah, it's not hard at all. No, it's just, he still didn't win.
Yeah.
It's a nice memory and all, but then you think, well, we went effed up the next series. So.
So what do you remember about that night? Because you were the first one. You followed Jerome into the room. Trophy comes in. What's... Obviously, Daryl's, it's just,
there's
so much media.
I remember Daryl saying, and I'll toot my own horn a little bit, and Daryl came in and said, now we've given ourselves a chance. And I said, F you. We're not here for chances. We're here to win the next one. So, and I think I said, get that thing out of here.
Okay.
Were you superstitious about that? Because you don't strike me as a superstitious guy.
Well, not at all. I'm just... The point was to be...
Don't celebrate that.
Refocus. Things, yeah, I've celebrated those. Those really won't... it's not the goal. And then I think we went... I'm trying to think. There was a big party.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm guessing your front lawn, if not five places before that.
I was at that game, and... Yeah, I mean, just because you mentioned 17th and TV cameras, it was an unforgettable night, obviously.
I actually think that's the one time I stopped on the Red Mile. And I went about half a block, and I said, no.
Yeah.
It was too nuts.
It truly was, because it had built and built, and then it was a big thing, and it was getting so much. You saw how many people were in the building by round three, because remember... I mean, they were starting to go to the dome very soon to watch. You just wanted to be in that atmosphere because it was so foreign.
It's
2 months earlier, the third deck wasn't open. There was nothing going on in that building.
And watching that highlight just reminded me, and it's not like we forget, but just to remember how big of underdogs it was and how incredible the achievement was. At that point, it was the 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the West that you knocked off. And it was a team that hadn't made the playoffs for 7 years in a row prior to that. Like, this was, you want to talk Cinderella with Florida? Fuck that. This was Cinderella. Oh, this yeah. team came out of nowhere. And as you said, like, it was Kipper. It was a great group of guys. But for a fan base, like, you were so in love with this team. How could you not? They were expected to do meh. Making the playoffs felt like a huge win. Never mind the top three seeds, these star-studded rosters. You knock off 3 rounds in a row, and all of a sudden, it's like the final? Who could even dream this big? Everyone, no one left the building in that. Normally, it's like, okay, great. Like, people don't, they can't believe it's happened.
Every bar was full. The building was full. It wasn't, by round three, everyone was all in.
Yep. I think when Jelinek scored in game 6 in round 2, that was like the oh my God level. And I remember leaving that game, someone was honking their horn on a Hummer, and a buddy and I jumped on the side and we're riding down the street. Like, everything's upside down. And then cars just stopped because they'd blocked off 17th for like 10 to 15 blocks. So no one could cross, and slowly downtown was just gridlock, and we got off and walked the rest of the way. It was wild.
Kind of pathetic that we sit here in 2023 and talk about that 1 year where we were out high-fiving and having a great time.
Yeah, it was the final two, though, right? And there certainly should be a lot more second and third rounds than they've had since then, but a final is still like that. You've got to be really, everything's got to click.
Give Conroy the GM job, for Christ's sake.
He's an honest guy. Steve Levy said so. Don't you want an honest GM? Is he too honest?
Guy's been with, like, he's still with the team. Habs not left the team. Has been a Flame since then. Everything, how much has changed? Conroy's still a Flame. Still on the payroll. Give him the job already. McLeod Law, Peter Klein. They are Calgary-based. They are Calgary-proud. They like the community that they live in. Diverse, varied, and share a commitment to making this city the best it could possibly be. McLeod Law, Peter Klein and his folks over there, the very best.
Happy long weekend, Rhett.
So did anyone stay up last night to watch the entire
thing? I asked Rhett, he had a good answer.
I told Peter, I knew I stayed up. I was watching in bed, but it was getting late. I knew that the Panthers won, but I couldn't recall the goal.
Yeah.
I'm like, who scored?
I don't remember.
No, the Panthers were victorious. Yeah.
I invited my neighbor over, who has moved to Canada in the last couple of years, knows jack squat about hockey. And it's like, what's icing? What's offside? I'm like, oh, fuck. And he got there for the tail end of overtime one and then overtime two. And he's like, so they just keep, and you're sure they're going to score? Because, like, at this point, we were watching an hour of hockey. He hasn't seen a goal yet. Yeah. And finally, after overtime three, I'm like, just go. Your wife's going to get pissed.
So what time was it here?
One-ish, wasn't it?
Yeah, I tapped out.
I think they said it was almost 6 hours from puck drop, and it was a 6 o'clock puck drop Calgary time. So that puts you.
Not one.
No.
Midnight.
It was past No, because I kept looking at what time is it in Carolina. What time? It was almost 2 in Carolina. So yeah, it was almost midnight here, which is fine here. But yeah, out there, that's nuts.
Mountain time.
Best sports time. Mm. Tkachuk was awful. Worst game I've seen of him in ages. You notice Bennett every shift, not necessarily because he was
idiot
sharp, but because he's trying his ass off. It looked like Matthew Tkachuk had bags of lactic acid instead of quad muscles. He was hardly moving out there. Nothing was happening. And then in one split second, he makes a really nice dangle in tight, and the game's over.
And apparently he wanted to get off the ice.
He said, let's go. Like, and he marched down the hallway. Go. And then they're like, oh, 3 stars. You have to come back. He's like, fuck.
Man, I just.
Floating all night. He was no good.
But you feel for the D because Burns turns it back here. Slavin puts it. I think it hits the ref, doesn't it?
No, they looked at it again. It was a really nice scoop off the wall.
Gosh.
But it's a fan from Slavin who's had a sensational postseason.
You're so gassed.
Yep.
Burns played 54 minutes. Montour, 57, just about 58 minutes.
Two and a half shy of hitting an hour of hockey. Jeez. And Bieksa said something interesting at one of the intermissions. He said, we played a marathon game, and it was fine the night of, But the next game we played, I took a little play where I was just swatting it up the wall, like the most routine of routine things. No one even hit me. And I pulled two muscles in my abdomen and was like never the same that postseason. I wonder what happens next game. How open will these teams be to churning the roster? And specifically, I think of Hurtbag Freddie Anderson on a Carolina team that's got three goalies. They love Kochetkov. Ranta was the guy in round one. It's going to take some balls to do it, but it's that front office that's made those types of decisions. Yeah. They're sort of analytically sports science driven more than most teams.
I just think that I was watching it and I was saying same sort of BX thing, not about personal injury, but thinking this long a game has the potential to put a damper on the rest of the series.
Yeah. Like, would anyone be surprised if it's sluggy hockey in games 2 and 3, the hangover from this thing?
Not in the least.
And you hope no one gets hurt because that's what.
Yeah, that's playoff hockey. Battle through it, boys.
Yeah, well, and Carolina's already missing two of their best. It's but those Panteros, Red. That was that the fourth overtime win on the road this year? Holy shit.
7-0 on the road.
Whew. I can't believe them in Boston. They lost game one in Boston.
Yeah.
Because they won
game one in Boston?
Yeah, they did. They won 2-5-7 in Boston.
Because we thought they were going to. Game one was the one they were supposed to win because Boston was all sick.
That's right.
They had the flu
going
through the room.
Well, I read 7-0 from the NHL.
Well, they lost game one against Boston, so they can't. Oh. Their last seven, they're 7-0. Maybe that was the stat. They won 7 in a row on the road. Because that's true.
7 in a row, though. Bobrovsky stops 50 against Toronto, and then 50, whatever it was last night. Did you see the photo? Now, I mean, you never know with the internet, but there was the photo of Bobrovsky in the locker room after the Toronto
gaunt,
and he was. It's like he loses 20 pounds of water weight, like it's a crazy amount during these games. That's now back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. How's he going to be feeling?
At least he had a week off in the middle.
Like, yeah. I just wonder what kind of, on a very, so it's IVs and, so how do
I'll
you.
I'll tell you this, it'd be better than it used to be. You looked at that game in 2003 to how they're getting traded now, like it's completely different.
Yeah.
So whatever he needs, he'll have. There wasn't an IV to be found when we were playing.
Yeah, that's fair. He's been like, who would be higher on a Conn Smythe list right now?
Kachuk.
I'd see. I don't think they win that series without Bob.
But he would. It might not be higher, but
yeah,
he'd be the other guy.
And it's look, there's four teams left. No one that gets eliminated this round is going to be getting votes. Like we understand how it works, but without Bobrovsky,
they're done.
They're out in round one.
Done. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. It's
a goalie's incredible thing to win, typically, right?
Like, if you want to have the better goalie for 2 weeks, tough to lose a series.
63 saves. And going back, it was 64 for Ottinger last year in round one, game seven. Tugnutt made 70. You go in, it was Jonas Korpisalo back in 2020. Round one, made 85.
That was crazy, the goaltending they got. Him and Merzlikens were just hanging zeros, 40, 50 shots.
Kelly Rudy back in that classic one with the Islanders made 73 saves against Washington. Bob Mason let that one in, right? Is that
Spin around shot.
Spin and fire. I wonder, moving forward, how you, like I was just saying, I don't. What do you do? Because you with all the science and doctors and medical staff.
IV as you need.
Yeah. What do you?
No one's skating today. I know that the Black Aces can skate. That's about it.
I wouldn't even do that. They're up so late.
Yeah, and if you had, you know, let's say you've got 70 that you rotate through. Like Toronto had 90. They're rotating guys. If there's a rotation of sorts, you use it. If there's a clear cutoff between your 12th forward and your 13th, makes things a little harder.
What's the longest one you went through? Overtimes.
Three.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
I don't even remember.
Was it in Buffalo? No, you know what? The Florida one went really late when you lost to Colorado.
Playing.
Okay.
I was hurt.
And that was game four of the final, right? You got swept with a long OT.
Same thing in Buffalo with the final game. Broken leg.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
But that, like, you worry about them, this and that. That's a long game. Certainly stands out, but that's the playoffs.
Yeah. That's what we love about this, right?
Overcome it and move on. And
you wonder, and it's one game. And that'll be the message in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But how it would suck to lose that game, because did they have chances?
Oh, did they
ever? I went through this more. They had so many chances. Was in the third period, Florida went without a shot for 15 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah, they went, I think, 17 minutes between shots when you go second to third. And then Jarvis rings one on the bottom side of the crossbar down off the ice and out.
Empty net,
a yawning cage.
Yeah.
I think it was Jarvis. Yeah. And he had another golden chance as well that just got a stick lift at the last moment on a setup from Aho.
There was that one play where I forget who it was, goes around on Bobrovsky to wrap it in. He comes over with his pad, catches the puck with it, and pins it up against the post.
Oh, my God.
So the blade of his like puck, post, blade.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't sneak in or squirt back. It sits right on the post.
And I had thought he had got between the bottom of the pad and the top of his skate, but it swallowed the puck, and you're like, where's the bounce?
Yeah.
It just vacuumed.
It right against. Yeah. And all anybody would have to do is just tap it, and it would be in. So I wonder for Carolina how it sucks. You pay that much hockey, and you come that close, and now you're down. And Bobrovsky, everything you heard about Bobrovsky and the Panthers, they're plucky and all this sort of thing. You have to feel like you deserve to win that game. Even though you were down 2-1, you tie it. You played well enough at home to win that thing.
Florida's won a lot of games this last month where they've been outplayed and their goalie's been a stud. And last night was another. And it doesn't mean they're not a good team. But what you're seeing is the best Bobrovsky they've ever seen in Florida. And this is year 5 of that 7-year, $70 million. Like, this was the guy Dale Talon wanted to give $10 million a year to. Not the bum we've seen for the last half decade where he's posting sub-league average numbers in net. Like, this is the guy. And it's like, who would have thought 5 years later this guy could find this form? He was, I believe, the only active goalie with 2 Vezinas in the league. Like, that's who they went out and chased in free agency. But that was ages ago.
Yeah. No, like I said, I'm just more on the Carolina side. Because you got to get that shit out of your head pretty quick. Move on.
Elliot made a good point, too. They could have played the afternoon game Saturday by schedule. That would have been a nightmare if you had an afternoon game scheduled. They're doing the...
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So last night he was saying Saturday. Tomorrow. They're playing later. Imagine having to suit up tomorrow, 2 in the afternoon.
The shit.
Oh, gross. My God.
Yeah,
it would be no good.
And the Canes got a break on the no goal. Lomberg scores. Goal gets waved off.
All the stuff that happened was reasonable, though.
It
could have... At first, I was convinced it was no goal, and then I'm like, well, that jury kind of is backing him in, but I can get it. I see it.
I didn't think there was any miscarriage of justice there. My first reaction was no goal, only because it's like you cannot click skates with a goalie, and he's not in position to make the next save, and be like, oh, no, it wasn't a goalie. No, that is. And yes, there was a defenseman in front of him, but he's in the crease by his own design.
Yeah.
He doesn't get pushed into the crease.
That's what Elliot was saying last night, that kind of rule is if you enter on your own and then you get pushed, still kind of...
You put yourself in the spot to be there.
Yeah. On your own merit. Well, there you go.
It feels like it could be a good series, except now we're worried about fatigue.
That's okay. Fatigue can be good. Make some sloppy plays.
That's the other thing.
Add some excitement.
One of those overtime intermissions, they showed Carolina defending, and it's just so hard to get a grade-A scoring chance. Like, they had the home plate or the house, whatever you want to call it, the scoring chance zone in front of Carolina's net. And it's just, they're so good at protecting that. And this is nothing new with Carolina. For, I swear, what feels like a decade, they've been, it doesn't matter who's on that blue line, that's the best blue line in the league. And it's probably because the system's amazing. Like, this Chatfield and others are come in. Dougie Hamilton's gone. Other great defensemen have gone. Burns comes in. This team defends brilliantly. And so whether it's Freddie Anderson or James Reimer or Antti Raanta or anyone else, it's not like you have to make 3 breakaway saves a night like we watch other teams in this league. Everything's from the outside.
Lots of other stuff going on. We'll get to it in the Pinder Report. First, just a message from Green Drop. Get after it already. We've been talking about Green Drop for weeks and weeks now. If you haven't done it already, it's not too late, even though if you had done it when we told you, be pretty thick and lush already. Had some rain there. Oh, she's nice. But still time. Get after it. Green Drop, it's easier than you think. The greenkeepers come by in the vehicle, the treatment. kind of where's the shady spots, where's this button, this more, they got it all figured out for you. It takes a couple of minutes. It's safe for pets. It's 100% guaranteed and more affordable than you would think. At the beautiful basics package, you've got your micronutrients and weed control. And then you go up to the premium package. It includes aeration, overseeding, the soil booster to help keep that lawn healthy and lush all summer long. Truly, just water it and cut it, and you are going to have a lawn and yard to be proud of. Greendrop.com. If you're on the YouTube, there's your QR code. You click that thing, it'll take you to the site and get you a nice little discount. Green Drop. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah.
It's green out there.
I think you actually drilled it.
Something like that. Let's do the Pinder Report presentation of Village Honda, where that buy-in event, the $1 million buy-in event continues. They want used vehicles. They want to fill the lot. They need your help to do it. They'll throw in a tropical cruise to boot. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. Northwest Auto Mall, exclusively Village Honda, who present the Pinder Report.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, fellas, it's a Wranglers game day in Palm Springs. That 1-0 shutout victory Wednesday night, Dustin Wolf, 27 saves, bought them life and got them to a decisive winner-take-all against the Coachella Valley Firebirds with some Seattle Kraken reinforcements. That's an 8 o'clock puck drop tonight, Calgary time. I believe this time of year that's 7 o'clock Palm Springs time because it's like LA. Yeah, that's right. Okay, there you go. Big one. Big
hot
one
down there now, big, right? Palm Springs?
Scream. Real 40 hot. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brothers there. He says shade and cold drinks. That's the move. The rink would be a popular place right now, wouldn't it?
It would be good, actually. Yeah.
Cold air.
Yep.
Says the beers are $13 American, but other than that, good vibes.
Is Bob going to these games?
He went to game three that went to double or triple overtime.
Bad luck, Bob.
Bad luck, Bob. He says, I'm staying away for the team.
Off, Bob.
You know, it's good luck. It seems like everywhere he goes, they win. Sexy coaching candidate, Mitch Love. I've titled this image, you're going to think this is incredibly clever. Mitch Love, because there's Kevin Weeks, who only tweets about big league stuff, generating plenty of NHL interest. Have to wonder if he's in top mix. Is that cat food? As the next head coach of the NHL, of the Calgary Flames. We certainly know he's a candidate here. That's not breaking news. The question would be, okay, if you're getting interest around the league, where are other vacancies? New York has one. I don't know. But it's not gone unnoticed that he wins where he goes and was coach of the year last year and this year. And if his team can win tonight, that's another little gold star on the resume, is it not?
I think it would be.
Plenty. Getting plenty of NHL interest. Plenty. Well, how can that be? Because that'd be tampering.
That's right. Come on, Kev. Now, they might be interested, but they're not allowed to talk to him. They can only watch from afar. Like,
well, if he's talking to teams right now, he's a putz. He's busy.
Well, and we before the show started, I was like, okay, you know, like probably a GM next week because they said they wanted one for the amateur meetings. Those are next week. Then what's the GMs and the head coach? And it's like, oh, yeah, you're not talking to this guy now. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Win one more game. Get us some more home dates at the Dome. Bring some games keep this home. Season alive. Get a little more experience for the, you know, the Walker Deer, Dustin Wolf, Jake Pelche types. It's great for the org. Get a win tonight, fellas.
Win, boys. Teach them how to play under pressure.
If you're going to play, you may as well win.
And if you want to watch AHL, theahl.com, you can go there and subscribe. There's a one-day pass for like $9. So if you're hard up for your Wranglers content, that's how you're going to get it tonight live. If you want to watch the thing. Okay, elsewhere, NHL news. Let's go to the winner last night. Quadruple overtime, nearly quintuple overtime. This is from NHL PR. The first player in the modern era, I believe that's like where forward passes are allowed, like since the 30s or 40s, to score
since helmets
a game winner. Oh, yeah, well before helmets. In the final 15 seconds of a multi-overtime period game. It's a lot. It's deep. But, yeah, an hour, no, 139 minutes. Whew. Nearly 6 hours after puck drop. Hello. And he's right off the ice, as you saw there. Again, yeah, not a great night for Tkachuk. No one will care or remember. What they'll remember is this. It's pulled off the wall. Nice pick up Benny. Zink! Uses the defender as a screen. Short side shelf. Let's get out of here. Start the bus. Perfect shot. How were they so alert in Carolina last night? These fans, they were sleeping at the intermissions, but they were cheering and chanting. Keep an eye on what's happening behind the bench here. This is over Rod Brindamore's shoulder, Dino. I don't know if you saw this. I filmed this on my TV last night because when I saw it, I'm like, what's going on? Watch his pocket here. What's he pulling out here? It's a little baggy or something. Oh. Cut to another camera. Cut to another camera. Someone's doing Ripper Magoo's in row one behind the coach. Jesus. Carolina, who had Carolina on the bingo card for the blow sighting in the Eastern Conference Final? Miami was minus 500. No.
It takes a special person to watch that video and pick out.
I was just like, dude's what, doing his what pocket. Am I seeing there? And then I rewinded. I'm like, oh dear.
Maybe it's a Werther's.
That ain't a Werther's.
No, and it melted.
I'm not going to play aficionado or expert, but
in my pocket.
That doesn't look like what's happening. Behind most coaches in the NHL.
It ain't going to be hard to figure out who that person is.
I was going
to
say.
Somebody's going to know.
Immediately email your season ticket rep and say, oh, I sold the tickets on StubHub. Don't know who that was. And then shave your head the same
day.
We
don't endorse this behavior.
We don't endorse this. Just like driving drunk or having your dog drive your car. None of these things we endorse. Don't do it.
Kids.
Game one tonight. Vegas, Dallas. What are we looking at here? Oh, a couple of grizzled vets right there. Love those two guys. A couple of warriors. A couple of winners. Joe Pavelski. And we used to call him the Lesser Stone, but give him credit, Mark.
He's been okay.
Yeah, he's a pretty damn good player with a bad back. Holy shit. Vibes for this series that gets going at 6:30 tonight, Calgary time. Not really interested. We'll do the pick later, Dino, but just expectations or excitement level for this. I like these two teams. They're fun. They're tenacious. They're deep. They can score. Or are you just fatigued? You're just tired.
I think it'll be good hockey. I'm not.
There's no sizzle for it for me, but I do think it'll be good. I'm with you 100%. There's no
DeBoer against his old team. It's a tougher storyline to get in. It's a coach, Dadonov, and he was a bit peace there.
I got to squint to find something there that I'm really excited for. It'll watch me for a while.
I'm kind of the same. I think it's going to be great hockey. If you were part of either fan base, you'd be pumped about it. But from my point of view, it's just going to be nice hockey. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, fair.
No vested interest.
We will revisit in the Betway Bets of the Day later on in the program. We'll keep moving. Oh, my goodness. Blockbuster news out of Toronto today that delayed the start of Barnburner. My goodness. Kyle Dubas is out as GM in Toronto. How we arrived here is a little bit murky, but we know he will not be back. Brendan Shanahan's going to address the media. It is 12 noon in Calgary right now, and an hour from now, 3 Eastern. And we'll probably learn more there. 9 years, his last 4 full seasons with the club, all over 100 points, because, of course, we had the weird 70-game season and the weird 56-game bubble season. Got out of the first round once, and that's clearly the Achilles heel. It's hard to build teams as good as they had in the regular season. It's also hard to have teams that good that were so futile in the postseason. And whether Kyle wanted to rest, they were ready to move on, or they just couldn't agree on what the path forward was. He's out, and a very, very precarious summer already with Austin Matthews and William Nylander expiring in a year gets a little more
interesting. Yeah, you feel like if Dubas is back, that the path probably just continues on.
I would agree.
The guys that they have.
If you had to sort of say Dubas versus a new guy, Dubas signed all these guys. He's closer with these guys. He's committed. They've got his fingerprints on them. The new guy is going to be like, what can I get for Matthews today? I'm not necessarily going to do it, but I need to know. Let's call some people.
You wonder about Sheldon Keefe because those two were kind of attached at the hip.
They gassed their AHL staff today, which tells me they lost their semifinal out east. So their head coach and assistant and for the Marlies are done. Could be a big reset here. Shanahan clearly still there as he's supposed to the press conference.
I was going
to
say that too. Yeah. Odd that you hear Shanahan's name. Forgot almost that he was there because I don't remember seeing him once on a clip during the playoffs.
It's that Poho gig, man. It's a good one. Right? It's like, always the GM's fault.
You see Spezza and Dubas there.
Yeah, just above all the stray bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like Sting in the rafters, right? You really got to hunt
Life's
for
Life's good up here. Yeah, it's all.
Big salary too. Good. Oh, yeah. Things great in Arizona, hey? No. Logan Cooley, who went third overall in last year's NHL entry draft. You know, here's the thing, right? He's got a big decision in his life, and sometimes you're just ready for the big crowds and a professional atmosphere. So he's staying in college. He's not going to Arizona. It's the best season we've seen from a first post-draft year that won't go to the NHL. And look, he's got to stay for another two to be a free agent. I'm not suggesting that's happening. But if you told me that Minnesota had a better environment to play in than Arizona next year, I'd believe it. And maybe they're in Houston in a year and he can show up and it's actually...
There has to be some strategy to that for him, right? Like, it's not just that they're playing at Mullet Arena.
More fans in Minnesota.
Well, and honestly... No, like, you're right. It's a shit show there. And to be fair, like... It's a very different season to play 82 games next year versus be in the gym every week of the year and play 36. Like, it might be the best thing developmentally for him, but you also just, it's a shitstorm there. Like, is anyone as a free agent choosing to go to Arizona next year? There's so much uncertainty.
But beyond that though, it's not as though you're,
that's a year of your career that you're pissing out the window.
I mean,
if you sign with Arizona,
yeah,
you're going to get your money.
And knock a year off your
like Bettman first... is. You're. It's not as though you're going to be. Oh,
it's the NHL.
I got left at the side of the road. I should have gone back to school. You talk about it all the time.
Oh yeah, he's third overall. He's getting It's the same contract he'll get in a year. It's just interesting that he's choosing to go back to college because you're right. He's not burning a year off a deal. He's not getting a year closer to free agency, and maybe that has something or nothing to do with the state of the franchise. Like literally, if he's saying I'm going pro, where's he buying a house?
Who cares? Like, I mean, I don't even cares. Know. So you rent in Phoenix for a year.
You make $1 million and you live in Scottsdale and you play in the effing NHL.
Like, I know we love to, everyone's loving to dunk on Arizona right now.
Yeah.
And this may be the best for him development.
What the hell difference does it make for, sorry, Ryan, but what the hell difference does it make for him if he buys a house or rents a house in Scottsdale? And then the next year they're in Houston.
Yeah. No,
he doesn't have kids and family and tie, right? Like, I don't get it.
It's a shit show, but it is the NHL. And maybe this is a guy that does need another year of college anyway. Okay. And it's just that it's Arizona. But it's to Byron Bader, Calgary guy, hockeyprospecting.com's point, there hasn't been that good of a season that hasn't graduated out of North America in the last 30 years. So it's statistically odd. Now, maybe it's a unique body type and he needs another year in the gym, but everything coming up, Yotes. Huh? Love the Yotes.
You love it. You're so happy. No one is happier than you to see what's happening.
Dean, many of us like being happy. And if you look for things to be happy, you have a happy life. God, and if you like being miserable and you look for things to be miserable, you have a miserable life.
But you're loving the misery that is in Arizona.
It was like, what Brent always said. It was something showing from
Schadenfreude. You just, but it's not universal Schadenfreude. For whatever reason, Bettman and the failure of the Coyotes is just, you can't stop smiling and giggling.
It just feels like if you put a grade 3 class in charge of the assignment, they would have done a better job over the last 15 years. They'd be in Hamilton or Houston or somewhere where they're not playing in a junior A rink. The Flames will go to the Penticton Young Stars tournament and play in front of bigger crowds than they will in Tempe next year.
And they had a rink built for them.
And the people said, you guys are such assholes. We will stop taking your money, lose more money on this rink than we own, rather than deal with you.
Yeah, we're not dealing with you. We built you this rink and really wanted you to be here, but we've decided
we can't deal with you.
Opinion has changed. Out.
It's not worth the headache of dealing with you assholes.
Yeah. Get out.
Logan said the same thing.
I just don't know what are you going to do when if they do move to Houston and then it's a thriving franchise, then
I'll be happy.
You won't be.
I will. I'll be like, see, that great three class would have done that a decade ago.
It'll bring you far less joy than this.
I'll have something else to be happy about. Here's a situation I'm distraught over. Oh, no. The Ottawa Senators look like they have their shit together. Ever since Eugene's daughters took over after his passing, this has been an absolute sprint to give people
sprint
to take our money, take our billions. And look at this group coming together. So we have Nico Sparks, who's a producer, writer, actor, Snoop Dogg, a First Nations group that's got a lands claim where the rink wants to get put. And now the world's fastest man, Donovan Bailey, joining the group. Holy shit. Ottawa's hot, baby. Alex is just doing backflips from his home producing the show. Exciting times. This bid's got some momentum. It's going to get $1 billion for the Senators. Does that not blow your mind?
Oh, yes,
it like does. How long ago were they bought out of bankruptcy? 20 years ago? 25?
And this would upset you if Eugene were still alive, because you love taking runs.
It wouldn't happen. So, Eugene was suing the people trying to build a rink with him. It's the, that's why this is a significant blow, because I lost the backpack item when we lost Eugene. He would have found a way to screw this all up. Because he did. That was his move. Okay, we'll move along. What else have we got for you? Baseball. Aaron Boone's a little salty in Toronto. Does he not like
he's just salty the
Canadian slang? Is
across
it
across the board?
Is it Canadian bacon? Is it the sales tax? This is game 4 of 4, and the first 3 games he's been barking at everyone.
Yeah, he's sour.
You're bleeping crazy. You're crazy. Sit the bleep down, Pete. And that's Pete Walker's talking to Jay's pitching coach. It's like it's his house. He's barking, telling everyone what to do. It's my house. You sit there.
And I don't know. I mean, it's not like there's some recent playoff.
It's May.
It's May.
It's May.
And you would think that this was Texas, like Odor. Yes.
Yeah, it's like game 5 of divisional series. No, like, what are we doing here?
Sit down, fat boy. Shut the F up, Black.
Yes.
4 games in May, fellas.
And like, you got 3, but you kind of put a target all over yourself when you get caught with now every team's going to be just.
Hey, you know what? It's good, though. You play that many games. If you can find some
passion
somewhere along the way.
Yankees went 3 of 4, Dino. Aaron Judge missed his 4th home run of the series by 3 inches. Oh.
Has there been a... I was thinking about this the other day. That they still allow managers to leave the dugout and just scream in the faces of the officials, right? Like the umpire. There's no other sport that would tolerate that. If you left the
Paul
bench,
Maurice has to stay on the bench when he's having his tantrums.
You get fined, suspended, that sort of thing. It's a weird thing that's in the fabric of baseball. Yep. Well, here he comes. Well, you better get your money's worth. And there he goes. Now he's going to give it to him for a little bit longer.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, get your money's
worth. It's my biggest fear about robot umps, guys. We need to keep the manager ump. So let the umpire call the safe and out at home plate. Give him a little buzzer, whether it's strike or ball. We can't lose tossing ups. It's too good.
Yeah.
Because you're at a game and you see it, but
so great. It's so great.
And then he gets tossed, and you're right. You always got to get your money worth. I'm tossed now. Don't leave anything in your pocket.
And if you're on the road, the fans just pile on the manager, that slow kind of walk of shame back to the dugout. It's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm surprised they allow it in this day and age where no conflict. No, we can't have
so
that.
So can we get the robot ump and still toss managers? That's best case.
Crazy.
I'm bleeping crazy.
You're crazy.
Sit the bleep down, fat boy. let's move to what do we got? PGA Championship. We got a major. Rhett was excited to watch golf today. Yeah, he says, turn it on. We got golf. How about the day one for the Canadians? 4 Canucks in the top 20. Never happened before at a major after any day. Taylor Pendrith, Corey Connors. Okay, very good. And did you miss this? You ever thought, like, it's just a little mucky. I think I can hit this ball. Suddenly, tour favorite Tom Kim, he got more than he was looking for here. So this is him post-game at the top, and this is him in the you need hip waders. Look at this.
Look at that.
What do you think?
I've got
He's got some quads on him. Attaboy, Tommy. It's to the point where, look at this. So he's covered in mud from basically quads down, all his arms. He's going to go sit in the street trying to get the muck off.
Pace of play. Come on.
And apparently everyone just loves this guy. I don't know if it's a rookie or second year, but young guy on the tour.
He's just having a bath in the stream, and then his tarp's off.
He's got a booter.
Oh, yeah, barefoot. He's now wearing capri pants. This is not a good look, Tom, but we're all white today. He wasn't wading into the mud.
Having to continue to play golf after that?
Yeah, you talk about swass. This guy's got
your day's done.
Mud butt, swamp butt. Corey Connors currently 3 under. Your co-leaders, Scottie Scheffler and douchebag Bryson DeChambeau. Live guy.
Really want to cheer for him.
Don't you? Okay, we shall move along. Nathan MacKinnon was at the Nuggets game last night. Now, these pro athletes, like, right, you must just amaze people because it's not just that you're good at hockey. It's anything. You guys are just naturals. Here's Nate Dogg trying to make a free throw. There's Pinkerton. That's the mascot for the Nuggets. Love Pinkerton. Oh, that's... Take it back. He's very good at hockey. Great. We've got an update from...
Now, if you stunk, would you agree to do it? If you knew your chances are going to...
Closer.
I mean, how do you not just... Could you get 10 free throws an hour before the game? That should be enough to at least, you know, not... That's a heavy clang. Like, that's brutal.
I don't know. Look at us sitting here. I mean, he hit the backboard. That's probably all I could do.
That shoulders.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably your arm. So you're in your prime, Rhett? Come on. You're swish. You're swish.
This guy was athletic, though. He's got a chef. He should be in.
Yeah.
Jamming. That's right.
Throwing it down.
300 grand on Foodie or something. We go from there to, well, it's an update from the playoff draft. It was that long ago. Was it April 16, I want to say? April 15, somewhere in there. Yeah. Village Honda.
What?
The presenting sponsor, the Pin Report, running away, 102 points. Wow. DC Power in second, the Fat Falloons third. Gray Eagle, big assist to our boy Jack, Stefan Nason, pick of the draft, apparently, in fourth, and the Paradise Bay Old Puckers, top five. Remember the team that kept drafting Kings?
Yeah.
Keep looking down. That was Vina Nova there in last.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
So that's your round two update and that game last night. Thought we should probably get people up to speed. And that loud, he shouldn't be allowed to speak publicly. The guy, the yellow hoodie from Mad Rose.
Right.
Not the savant he was telling us he was. No. They're dead middle of the pack.
No. Good to see 403 local in the mix there because they took a beating.
Well, you said it at the draft. You need a villain. It really helps. They were the enemies that night.
Yeah.
It was for the kids. They wouldn't even accept that
Justin
donation.
He was on the shit list that night.
I saw him
there
yesterday.
There was a lot of infighting.
Said he had a lot of fun. They didn't mind being the villain.
Great spot. 403 local over by Candy Meadows. Go and support.
Go say hi.
Good guys.
Calgary FC in action Sunday. Looks like things are a go. If you're in Calgary, you know the skies are much better today. Atletico Ottawa coming in. Still looking for their first win. They haven't lost yet. They haven't won yet. It's game six. They have 5 draws in 5 matches. Go get them, fellas. And I saw some Tommy merch floating around the interwebs. It's a Tommy Wheeldon shirt somewhere in the UK that's popped up. Really? Wild stuff. We'll have it next week for you.
Let's go, Tommy.
Last couple for you. Roughnecks in action at the Rough House. Tomorrow, 7:30. It's game 3 against the Colorado Mammoth.
The Mammoth.
They've each won once, and it's McBride against his old team because he's, what, AGM, assistant coach of that team or something like that?
He's dead to me.
He is a beauty. Love that guy. Owes me beers.
What do they play when they win?
I think Roch is waiting in the final.
Roch.
And they got a great storied history there. Roch. Big time. Through the PGA Championship. It's crazy. Everything coming up Roch. Hey, finally, it's a long weekend. And so just a little laugh for the viewers here as we welcome you to what's traditionally a very boozy, fun weekend. Anyone house hunting? You need an apartment?
I wish.
No.
Get the kids out. You could move.
This is our good pal, Julian. This is a gorgeous apartment. Do we try to explain it or just move along?
It's tough. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, it's you're going to want the YouTube for this one.
Yeah, go okay, you'll find it on YouTube.
So congrats. The Pin Report brought to you by the first place Village Honda playoff draft team.
There you go. Village Honda, bragging rights. Northwest Auto Mall. Good at a lot of things, apparently. Paying top dollar for your used vehicle. They've got $1 million to do it. Sell them the vehicle. It goes on their lot. You get the money and a tropical cruise for two. Find out more. VillageHonda.com, your dealership for life. villagehonda.com. A couple things that we'll get to before we head into the long weekend.
Gotta make our picks, right? And then we also have the Betway, two separate things there.
Correct. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. It's, I mean, it's not even one of those things. Hey, plan ahead. You know, warmer weather's coming. That sort of thing. Now it's just there. Get after it. Yeah. Get out there. Enjoy it. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, championship golf course out in Cranbrook, British Columbia. The history is rich. It is a beautiful spot in the world, and it's closer than you think. If you've never been, you got to check it out. If you've been before, then it's time to get back once again. Get your golf game. Get your spa game. Little casino. Maybe get, you know, test your luck, spin the wheel, all that sort of thing. But if there's something for everybody out at St. Eugene, beautiful spot, little tranquility, a little piece of heaven right out there in Cranbrook. St. Eugene.ca. There's the phone number, there's the photo, and I would recommend, if you're on the fence, go to St. Eugene.ca and look at that website.
You'll be in if you see the website.
Yeah, you'll be in.
27 spot today in Cranbrook, 28 tomorrow, 26 Monday. How's your long weekend, Cranbrook? Perfect.
Let's go. Love it. Thanks to St. Eugene. Good to see them soon. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. You want to do picks? I mean, we did picks yesterday.
I was the only guy on Hurricanes. You guys both got Panthers. Good start.
Yeah.
And we got Vegas, Dallas tonight in Sin City. Dallas, a 2 seed. Vegas won their division.
I'm going with the Dallas Stars.
How retro?
I was going to wait for you to pick.
I will take the Dallas Stars as well.
I'll take the Vegas Knights.
Just cuz?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I probably would rather see Pavelski win, but I think that Vegas beat a tougher team in Edmonton.
Yeah, last round for sure. I keep waiting for Ottinger to go beast mode like we saw in Calgary in round one last year. If he has that series in him, I know who's winning, but it kind of was the mixed bag the first two rounds for him.
And Persuas done, right? Did we ever hear any more on what that was? Because it's Aiden Hill.
Hill was backed up by Quick for the remainder of that Oilers series. So I could effort that, but I haven't heard anyone coming back.
Don't matter. I just said Ottinger, I think, has the ability to elevate more so than Aiden Hill. And it's getting pretty deep now for Dallas. Now you've got your Wyatt Johnston, like the scoring levels, it was Sagan and Ben. Oh, well, then throw in Rupe Hintz, and then it's Robertson, and now Johnston. They've become a very, very deep, tough hockey team. And if Ottinger can tighten up a little bit, I think they become very difficult.
As of 3 days ago, Brassois had not started skating. Yeah. There's a chance Logan Thompson could become an option, but not yet. So, yeah, remember, Hill's their fourth stringer, as wild as that is.
Small sample, but Hill has been just fine.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, especially when you take away the power plays for the Oilers in that series, that's a tidy bunch of work.
All right. There you go. One more other thing. I did a little bit of sleuthing and snooping yesterday. I love when you sleuth. I got my sleuth on yesterday because you said when we were at Tower, you said, no, I'm not using my apnea machine. I don't use it. I haven't used it in a long time, but you were using it at some point in your life because of the snoring and
the apnea
and all that.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're in town. Go see outdoor or like go and see Dr. J Patel. Get the thing figured out.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't snore. Well, I went sleuthing. I snuck in last night.
No.
You said you were watching the overtime.
In and out.
You were passed right out.
Yeah.
The TV was watching you.
You are sneaky.
And there you were, laid out. You didn't turn the AC. It was so hot. You took your tarp off.
Jeez.
And I don't know if is that your notes there for the show today?
Yeah.
You're printing out some notes. It's the game notes for the show. And as you can see, Rhett, you need some help with your apnea. It's still an issue.
Glasses. Oh boy, it's a barrel there.
It is a barrel.
It's nice and tight.
It's a bad angle, right? It's not you. It's the camera.
I was being coy. I didn't want to get too close.
15, 20 pounds.
See?
That can't be comfy.
Oh. Carefully, don't roll on your glasses.
You're very tired.
Little Baloo the bear there. Jeez.
I was impressed with your bed making skills. Very tight. Very tight sheets there.
Yeah, the must have been there.
Come on, man. Outdoor.dental. If you suffer from snoring, if you've got apnea, if you may not know the quality of life that you could be living just by improving your quality of sleep with Outdoor Dental. Like, it's a dental office. Yeah, but they have the Soleil laser. Not just used for the dentistry, even though it's state-of-the-art. It's the best that there is. No needles, no drills. They use the laser as well for, as you see, snoring and sleep apnea. The soft palate in the back of your neck, your throat, your neck area, tightens up, and all of a sudden, that's what's happening there. Is you got your gobbler in the back there is flapping around. Well, tighten up your gobbler.
I got a feeling there's a few people in this room that might have to tighten up the gobbler.
I'm committed to go in. It's going to be a huge present for my wife.
How's your gobbler?
Love it. Ask my wife.
Yeah.
Like you say, you don't know if you're doing it. Someone else has to tell you.
2 15-minute treatments, non-surgical, pain-free. You sleep better. You feel better. Life is better. Those around you are feeling better too. And you don't look like Rhett, who I thought you saw me there, but you.
I thought he waxed his chest. That's a new look for you, Rhett.
Yeah. Looking good though. Looking good. Outdoor.dental is the website. Go for a consultation, book yourself in. And again, beyond that, the dental office, it's the best. So get some Outdoor Dental and some Dr. J. Patel in your life. Belly bets, Ryan.
Let's do it.
Do some tonight bets, and we will head off into the weekend. Bets of the day, bet responsible. Get it on your phone.
Game one of the Western Conference Final, Dallas, even money. They are paying 100. Vegas is your favorite at minus 120. So those numbers have gotten a little closer since yesterday. Some money coming in on Dallas. Why not? I don't mind Dallas in game one on the road. A regulation win plus 155. All right. Andre just be better than Hill.
They certainly can do it.
And in that same game, Rope Hintz, we've loved and has done quite well for us in our Betway bets over the last month and a half. 2 points, plus 225. Hintz has been an engine for them. Been awesome.
High scoring, do we feel, this series?
Both these teams have been in some not great goaltending games.
That Seattle-Dallas thing was...
Until game seven. Their lowest scoring two games in the series were 6 and 7 goals, and they had 3 9 goal games. And Dallas and Vegas Edmonton, also had some of those big games, 1 and 2, all kinds of goals.
That's our Betway bets of the day. Get the Betway app. Get it on your phone. Be 19 in Ontario only, and bet the responsible way. Hashtag bet the responsible way. Thank you, Betway, for being a part of the Barn Burner program. That'll do it for this week and today's program. Now, we believe that the Flames are having theirs. It all starts for the draft. The meetings Tuesday begin. We were told Don Maloney weeks ago. The plan was, the hope was to have a GM installed prior to those. Today, Friday, we're very much in the neck of the woods, you would think, where an announcement could be coming. Do they want permission from other guys? I don't know.
Does Dubas change anything or not?
I don't know.
I don't know either. They've talked to a ton of people. It sounds like they've circled back on a much smaller list. And, I mean, you do want your GM to be there with your amateur scouts when you're picking 16th overall.
It's awkward to host those meetings without.
Yeah, I mean, the interim could run it, but you'd like to have the guy that's going to go to the podium and make the pick there.
If you had to handicap it today.
Yeah.
No clue.
Connie's the favorite.
It's got to be Conroy by a fair margin.
I would think Conroy's your favorite, and then there's maybe, I don't even know how to handicap it after that, to be honest, with the number of people they've spoken to. And
I still go back to, if it's Conroy, what the hell are you waiting for?
I don't mind process.
But you've had time for process. Yeah. Like, how much process do you need?
Well, when you hear they talked to over 30 people, that's like, well, that does take some time, I guess. But if you talk to five, yeah, like 2 weeks ago, I heard the guy.
And they've been in round two, kind of circling back, having follow-up meetings, either in person or again on Zoom, for a while now.
I would think between now and midweek next week, like the level of surprise if they had a GM announcement would be close to zero.
Yeah. So I would expect to be ready for an announcement any day, any moment. And then whatever happens with the Wranglers and Mitch Love, then the coaching thing begins. So it's an interesting time for sure. And you're seeing it in Toronto as they are upside down right now. What's up with the coach? What's up with the GM? That's the same.
Pittsburgh's getting close, it sounds like.
Same story here. And then, yeah, Tre Living. When's he?
June 30.
He doesn't have
June 30.
Like,
can Toronto wait till June 30?
I don't think anybody would want to wait till June
30. No one wants to.
So,
but if it's a guy you want.
I guess the point I'm saying is Flame stuff could be coming. Could be a busy week or so coming up here.
Hey, do you think the Leafs will let Kyle Dubas interview between now and June 30 when his contract expires?
I mean, if he's not coming back, it'd be the nice thing to do.
It'd be weird not to. Like, yeah, you're not going to. You don't want. Nice thing to do.
That's going to do it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Long weekend. Enjoy it. We'll see you Tuesday. See ya.
Be safe. Have fun.
Oilers suck.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.